Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, remember, tomorrow is the last stop. Come hang out with The Drive, our last stop on our 610 Crawfish Circuit. This will be stop 11. It was, 10 was so good, we had to do an extra one, is what we had to do. And come on out with us tomorrow as we will be at the Cajun Craven off Beamer Road. And you know how we do it. If you have not been out, shame on you, but you can come on out for the final one. But if you have, you then know you get a chance to win prizes every single hour. You got a chance to get hooked up with something. Also, all of these places, they know we're coming, and they know we're coming for them bugs, so they do their own bugs, and you can get some delicious bugs from the Cajun Craven tomorrow. Cold beer as well. Shout out to all of you all who come out there, and a special shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. The Bud Light girls, I'm certain, will be out there, and they'll be out there doing their thing as well. And the big thing is, it is the final week. We've been doing it for 11 weeks now. The final week for you to enter for the chance to win the grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light. So come on out tomorrow, final one at the Cajun Craven, Beamer Road, 2 to 6. We'll be out there, and it'll be a good time. We've had a lot of fun at all of the stops we've been to thus far. The last one, we'll have a good time. All right, Clint. Nick Caserio, he was on with the fellas today, earlier today on Payne and Pendergast.
Pendergast and Payne.
Sure. Around 7:30, he was on earlier, and good conversation as always, as they had there. But in particular, he spoke about Christian Harris, and I'll let you hear, because Christian Harris we have not seen at OTAs. We did not see a mandatory minicamp, and DeMeco spoke a little bit about him at OTAs last week. But this is Nick Caserio talking to the fellas about his linebacker, Christian Harris.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be good to go. So, I mean, he's unfortunately had some bad luck here over the last few years. I think he's shown when he's available and he's on the field, he can be a very effective player for us. So he's done what he's able to do. I'd say we have different players throughout the course of spring in different categories. They're doing what they're capable of doing. And then the target right now is, what are we going to have? Who's going to be available for training camp? The expectation is that he'll be ready for training camp. So we'll go through these next however many weeks. There are going to be some guys that continue to train, continue to rehab, and, those couple weeks there before training camp, guys will be back in the building, so we'll have the most up-to-date information. And then once we start training camp, hopefully we'll have a better idea where some of these players are. But the expectation is that he'll be available and ready to go. If he's not, then we'll handle it accordingly and go from there.
All right, that's Nick Caserio on with Payne and Pendergast. And Clint, I don't know about you, that actually made me feel a lot better about the Christian Harris situation, Clint. Because that one
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That one was less vague as it felt like D'Amico spoke about, and that does seem like it is more injury. That seems like it is more. Not, you know, him wanting to be away or whatever, or them having some. That one sounds more like injury, doing everything he can to get here. Bad luck over the last couple of years. That actually makes me feel a lot better because it's, as we've said, it's just been odd the way the season ended and how he was used at the end of the season and how he was talked about all year, then culminating how he was used at the end of the season and we haven't seen him. That one at least made me feel a bit better.
Well, it just makes you feel better to me personally, it makes me feel better about the player. I mean, the worst thing you can do when you've got a head coach like D'Amico Ryans, who happens to be your defensive coordinator, your play caller, the worst thing you can do or like I feel like can happen is for whatever reason, a guy that was once viewed to be the most talented linebacker that D'Amico's ever coached, tangibly, physically, somehow be in the doghouse so bad to where – you know, he can't get on the field. He's a special teams guy. He's fallen out of favor with the defense coordinator and the organization. And, you know, that kind of stuff does happen. I know Nick and D'Amico are never going to talk about it, and rightfully so, but that kind of stuff does happen. And, you know, the not knowing about what's going on with Christian Harris after such a promising start to the career was like, damn, man, what could it possibly be? I agree with you to the point of it's reassuring to know, hey, man, it's been some injuries, obviously. Now, on the other side of it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't love that he has injuries.
Right.
But.
Well, what really jumped off of it, Ron, was you know, every time I've heard D'Amico Ryans, it's, you know, respond to Christian Harris, it seemed like, oh, yeah, he's right around the corner, man, he'll be back. That was one that I think is probably a little bit more accurate to what's been going on, was hopefully he'll be back for training camp. Clearly, there's some kind of significant injury to what we looked at last year. It reeked of Achilles to some degree, being the calf and the ankle and yada, yada, yada. And there's clearly been some kind of setback, whether it was last year at the end of the season or it's been this offseason. So hopefully, I'm with Nick, hopefully he can get there by training camp and get right, get healthy and stay healthy and be the player that D'Amico Ryans thinks that he could be. In the future.
Yeah, the injury, someone said, well, you're hoping that he's injured? No, I don't hope that he's injured.
Yeah.
It is just the feel of like, it before, I didn't know if it was injury. Before, I was wondering, is like, there's something up with him to them. Is there something that they're not liking? This one sounds, the way he's talking, sounds like he's just not ready physically. That's why he's not on the field. Because it's like, they went out and got EJ Speed, which sounds like, all right, that seems like a potential replacement of that, and we haven't seen him. This one makes me feel it. But the other part, as you said, is we remember it. He couldn't get on the field for months. last year, and you hope it's nothing like that, right? You hope, because again, man, he is easily one of the most physically talented linebackers in the league. I mean, what he can do physically, you know, his speed, his power, he is just physically one of the most talented linebackers in the game, let alone for the Texans, if you want to see him out there.
In the day and age where the hybrid linebacker is the guy that everybody's looking for at that position, I mean, he is just a rare combination of a guy that played in the secondary coming up, moved to linebacker, has the ability to cover, has the ability to tackle in space like a safety, but he's playing linebacker kind of deal. And so, it's just a rare combination of talent. And, you know, I talk about Kamari. Like, I think Kamari Lassiter for D'Amico Ryans is so much more than just a corner. Like, I think he's a weapon that you can deploy on the defensive side of the football, whether it's via game plan or it's via adjustment. I think Kamari Lassiter is a guy that he is a weapon on that side of the ball. I view Christian Harris as the same. He is a weapon that most linebackers in a nickel or dime package would have to come off the field. Like Toa Toa and even Speed to a certain degree and definitely Azeez Al-Shaair and all these guys, like they have to come off the field and you have to put a defensive back in at that nickel position or the dime position. Christian Harris is a weapon that allows you to be very multiple defensively as it pertains to the linebacker position. So he's that valuable of a player if he can get back healthy. Yeah.
So, as I said, it feels better about that it's not a fallout and more injury looked at. All right, coming up as we continue, do you now believe that the Pacers should be favored in this NBA Finals? They got a big win last night. They lead 2-1. Do you feel like they're now the favorite here? We'll discuss that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.